if Trump does the nuclear deal with Iran, analysts fear that Tehran will sprint for a weapon. Its regional rival, Saudi Arabia, could then develop its own atomic weapon or import one from close ally Pakistan, which has its own fast-growing nuclear arsenal to counter arch-rival India's. Pakistan is building up its stockpile of tactical nuclear weapons. China now has a nuclear-powered submarine, known as the Jin class, that gives its military the ability to launch ICBMs from the sea. Few threats loom larger or more immediate for the U.S. than North Korea. Pyongyang has launched a record 23 missiles during 16 tests since Trump took office. It has tested at least 6 nuclear warheads, and the U.S. intelligence believes it has made progress on miniaturizing a nuclear warhead to mount on a missile. The isolated nation's most recent launch on November 29th climbed 2,800 miles into outer space, more than 10 times higher than the International Space Station. If that flight path were flattened out, it could have hit New York City, Washington, or nearly any other city in America. Hawaii's false ballistic missile alert on January 13 was the most visceral reminder yet of what's at stake. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill, read the emergency system alert, pushed to people's smartphones statewide. It took 38 minutes to issue an all-clear for the mistake. A worker had mistaken a drill for the real thing. Disarmament experts warn that this is just one of the risks in a new era of brinkmanship. Trump has not said what the last 10 presidents have said, which is we will lead on arms control agreements and non-proliferation issues, says Thomas M. Countryman, a 35-year career diplomat who retired last year after leading the State Department's non-proliferation efforts. I think that is an indication that the importance of appearing masculine is more important than actually reducing the threat of nuclear warfare. Philip Coyle, a former test director at the Nevada test site, also warned about the chance of miscalculation. This is a time where we need more thought about where we've been and where we're headed, he said. There is little room for error. Americans of a certain age will remember the doomsday clock maintained by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. It expresses the risk of nuclear annihilation as time remaining until midnight. On January 26, citing Trump's moves, it pushed the second hand 30 seconds forward. The closest doomsday has loomed since 1953, when the United States and Russia first tested hydrogen bombs within months of each other.